Before we learn the next taisvis on the sugya, I'd like to elaborate a little on the previous taisvis. The Rabbeinu Tam had said a yesod that bizmanenu, bizman chazal, bizman David HaMelech, the value of gold in comparison to silver is 12 to 1. And that what we find, that Chazal tell us that there are 25 dinrei kesef and one dinar zov, because a dinar zov was thicker than a dinar kesef and it weighed more, and it was poshit double the amount of a dinar kesef. That's why in reality there were 24 dinrei kesef in one dinar zov. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam had a problem. The Gemara in Bechira says that if a person gave to a kohen a dinar zov for pidyon haben, so the kohen returns to him a dinar, a zuz, and a shtus. One zuz, so then it comes out is 24 zuzim left over, 24 dinrim left over, and then a shtus of that, and he remains with 20 dinrim, which is 5 sloim. So the Rabbeinu Tam had difficulties in understanding the Loshon HaGemara, why the Gemara makes it a zuz and a shtus. So the Rabbeinu Tam answers as follows. We have to understand, if a kohen possesses a dinar zov, so theoretically a dinar zov is worth 24 dinrei kesef. But let us say a person will come over to this kohen and he would like to exchange by this kohen, who possesses a dinar zov, he'd like to give him dinrei kesef in exchange for this dinar zov. Now, if this would come about, so the kohen lemaisa would receive 25 dinrei kesef. Why? Because in the 24 dinrei kesef which he is giving him, which is really 12 shkolim derabonon, so for each shekel derabonon, which is a machzus a shekel d'iraisa, you have to give a kalban. That means if he is giving him he's giving him such an amount of he wants to exchange it, and he has smaller money, he has 12 shkolim derabonon, and he would want to get in return for these 12 shkolim derabonon this dinar zov. So the kohen is entitled to take another dinar for the kalban. So that means, so even though theoretically the dinar zov is worth 24 dinrei kesef, but has a yisrein shavius, because you can get 25 dinrei kesef from it if you find someone who wants to exchange 24 dinrei kesef for this dinar zov. So therefore, when the balabos is giving him a dinar zov, he can't be yaitze by returning 24 dinrei kesef. So he finished. Because the balabos kintaine, this dinar zov has a potential value of 25 dinar kesef. So that is why, that's what it says. So first you return to him a zuz, a dinar, which would be for the kalboinis which he would get, and then you give him then you return for dinrei kesef. Now let us see Tosfos Ihochi Shliach Amaimol. Now let's just refresh our memories. We had had a baraisa that a person had given a dinner zov, which is 6 sloim, to a shliach, and he told them, you should purchase for me a choluk for 6 sloim. He went and purchased a choluk for 3 sloim, and a talus for the other 3 sloim. So it says in the Baraisa, and then we found out that this dinner shel zov was hegdish. So in the Baraisa it says, shnei amolu, that the alabos is moil, and the shliach is moil. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from this. We had had a shaila. If a person makes a shliach to sell or to purchase a larger quantity, he made him a shliach to sell a kul, and he sold a chatzi kul, or he made him a shliach to purchase a choluk for 6 sloim, and he purchased a choluk for 3 sloim, is this called that it's called the kiyum of the shlichus. Ein b'chlal amasha beprat. You told me I should spend 6 sloim. So 6 sloim is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I spend 3 of the 6 sloim. So memela, I was mekayim your shlichus. Or is this called maver al dvoro? He had told him he wants a choluk for 6 sloim. He bought a choluk for 3 sloim. So the Gemara said like this, be sloim if you learn that it's called a kiyum of the shliches. You buy a choluk for 3 sloim. That's also called a kiyum for the shliches. So now we understand why the mishalach is moil and why the shliach is moil. But if you learn that he never was mekayim the shlichus, it's maver al dvor, he never was mekayim the shlichus of the mishalach, so why is the mishalach moil? That was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answered, it is speaking about that he had purchased a choluk that is worth 6 sloim for 3 sloim. So this is zichen not maver al dvoro. That means I got him a 6 sloim dik choluk, and I got him a bargain achoichaditzu for 3 sloim. So the Gemara asks, if that is the case, so why is the shliach moil? He was mekayim the shliches of the Meshalech, why is the Shliach Moil? So the Gemara answers, on the Talus, because he went on his own accord, and with the other 3 Sloim, he bought a Talus. So we have a problem, why did the Gemara ask Ihochi? If this is the case, so why is the Shliach Moil? And how did you learn till now? And if you learned that it's called, he's Mekayim the Shliches of the... We just think he's mekayim the shlichus of the mishalach because he got him a 6 sloim dike cholik. Before we learned he's mekayim the shlichus and he got him a 3 sloim dike cholik. But the problem is, but why is the shlich a kochach for the talis? So why, what's the ihochi? That's the problem that Taisu says. Ihochi shlich amaymol. Vimtaima mikorinami ain milas ashliach ella betalas. So what's the kasha in the teretz? So Taisa says 3 teretz. Vieshloima the salke dait and hashte. Kiven the aisile shovish sheish bisholish. That he sold him. Shovish, that means he got him exactly what he wanted for sholish. Safulu Moisif al Dvorev Lehavi, El, this isn't considered his moisif al dvorov. That means, el shlichuse kovet, shekeno yedait im yimtse sham besholesh, shikn leitalis b'moisa. That means the Gemara understood that, fakert, he told them, he gave him 6 loim to buy a cholik. He didn't call him, he'd find a bargain. But that's understood. If you can get a 6 sloim dike cholik for 3 sloim, so the other 3 should buy a talis. That means he wants that this money should purchase clothing for him. He thought I'm only giving you enough for a cholik, but if I'm giving you for more than a cholik, you got a bargain, you got a 6 sloim dike cholik for 3 sloim. So zicha want a talis. That's what the Gemara understood. It's like it's a non-sadi. Shekeino yedatim, imtse shom b'sholish, shikin leitalis b'mois. And the Gemara says, no, it's not like that. He just told them about a cholik, that's what you buy. There's an extra 3 sloim, that's the ingenuity of the shliach. That's not what the mishalach meant. So mil, that's why the shliach is mil. Teretz number 1. Inami mikore salkedaita, before the Gemara held, when the Gemara understood that it's not called maver al dvorov, it's called that he's mekayem shlichus. Aber mikore salkedaita mol acholuk midrabonon mol hashliach. Avolachshov, afilu midarabonon, amayimol. So Taisa says the second teretz as follows. The second teretz is that the Gemara, Bechlal didn't know about this talis. The Gemara understood that the me'ile of the shliach is also on the cholok. That means like this, even though me'iker hadin, it's called, there was a kiyum ha-shliches, of when he bought a cholok for 3 sloim, it's also called a kiyum hashliches. But midrabonon we consider, since he did not do what the balabos told him to do, the balabos told him to buy. So even though meiker din, that's still called yeshliches. I'm still called yeshliach. It's not called maver al dvorov. There's no bitul hashliches. But al koponim midrabonon we consider, since you changed the tzivui of the balabos, so midrabonon we consider keilu there wasn't a kiyum hashliches. So that's the double meile. Mina toire the meile is the because mikradin is considered a shliach of the bailim. Midrabonon is not considered a shliach of the bailim, since he changed the tzivui of the bailim. Avolacho, but now the Gemara asks, but if he's purchasing a 6 sloim de kecholot for 3 sloim, this is zicha the rotzen of the mishalach. So why is the shliach oivis? Now the Gemara says because of the talus. Inami. Now Taisa says the third teretz. Hashte leimashmalei mila atalus. The Gemara held now that you can't say it's a mila talus. The salke daiter oyel vekone shove sheish bisholish. Since he purchased shove sheish bisholish, oysom sholish nisharu hareim kemoi chulen. So this is chulen. So he can't be mechuyev for the chitzo on the second sholish, because it was yotze lechulen. Umishani atalis. The Gemara says no. The shliach is chayiv on the talis. The mishamochi lenovki lechul. Now we have to understand this is a very difficult taisvus. This third teretz. That means the Gemara rahavamine that since it's shove sheish b'sholish, so the second sholish also goes out lechula. So memele. So therefore, so he can be mechuyev. But he did with the, with the next three sloim, because it went out lechul. The Gemara says it didn't go out lechulim. So the only pshat I could find in Tosfos, I found the haflah. He doesn't like this pshat, but he says he thinks that that's pshat in Tosfos. We heard before on the Tzadik Chesam at Beis, we heard a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Oisifoloi achas yeseiro. If the moicha added on a extra article, who does it belong to? So Rabbi Yehuda says it belongs to the shliach. Rabbi Yossi says it belongs to the balamois. So he says, could be that was the shakla of Italian Tosfos. The havamina, the haflah says as follows. The way the havamina, that the shliach came to this person who was selling begodim, and he told them, here's six loim, I want a talis, and I want a cholok, and I want a talis. He didn't go into protim. I'm giving you six loim, I want a talis, and a cholok. So the Gemara held that this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so what should really be? Really, a cholok costs six loim. So the Gemara understood as follows, that he's giving him six loim. No one set prices over here. So he's giving him the cholok for six loim. He's giving the shliach the talus for free. That's how the Gemara understood in the Havamina. So Memele, that means if he gave him six loim, he said for a cholok and a talus, so the moicher is giving him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, fakel, so a cholok costs six loim. So six loim for the six loim is for the balamois, that's not a isofa. I'm giving you a talus for free, so why should the shliach be moil? That was the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going according to Rabbi Yossi. So memele, so he's giving to the balamois, that means he's giving the talus and the cholik for six loim. So pshat is the cholik is for three sloim and the talus is for three sloim. But he never made him a shliach to purchase a talus. And that's why the shliach is moil. That is how the haflah says pshat in Tosfos. Now, so, but lemaise, the Gemara is saying that this beraise that says that he gave him, so the Gemara, Lemaise, the Maskonos HaGemara is now, that he gave him a six sloim dike talis for three sloim, and then with the other three sloim, he purchased a talis for him. So that's the Mi'ilan both. Frag the Gemara, Ihochi, if that is Pshat de Bereise, Eime Seife. Rabbi Yehuda Eime, Rabbi Yehuda is Choylik on the Tanakama, Af Boze Balabayis Loimol. The Balabayis is not Moyul, Mipneisha Yocha Loimel, Cholik godol hayisi mevakish, vata vesili cholik kotten, bera. That means, I wanted a cholik godol, you got for me a cholik kotten, bera. So memele, so the balabois is not moil, you want mekayim my shlichis, it seems the ikir is bera over here. So the Gemara understood, what's the taich ra? Ra means that it's an inferior cholik. I told you to purchase for me a six seller dike cholik, you purchased me a three seller dike cholik. So if we learn pshat the way we learned in the beginning, that it is speaking about that's takib pshat, he bought for him a three sloim dike cholik. So that's good. So Memele, so the Tanakama held, it's not called Maver Advoro. You gave me money to buy a Cholok, so for the three Sloim I bought a Cholok, so it's not called Maver Advoro. And Rabbi Yudot, it is called Maver Advoro. So Memele, so you want Makai Mashlishas. Now we understand the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehud and the Tanakama. But if you'll tell me, that it is speaking about that he got for him a six sloim dike choluk for three sloim. He got from a merdike bargain. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying that the balabos is not moral because evesli choluk cotton v'ra'i didn't get him a ra choluk. He got him a good choluk with a cheap price. And Mamela, what's he complaining about? So the Gemara says, "My ra bedomim." No, you got a bad bargain. I told you to give. If this person is selling a six loim de kecholok for three, you know what would be? So we're getting double the price. I mean, he's giving half off. If you would give him six sloim, he'd make it more cheaper. So why didn't you give him six sloim? You gave him three sloim. The more money you give, the cheaper it is. So Mel, that's his taina. It's rabbi domim. I could have gotten a bigger bargain if you would have listened to me, not be a neighbor chochem. Who needs a talis? I could have gotten if you would have given the whole sheath for a cholik, so it would be more than 12, we'll see in Rashi, more than 12 sloim would have been. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Zot Rashi. Rabbi Domi, Shekonu Bedomi Mo'otim, it's tiny because you the whole purchase was with a small amount of money. I told you to give more money. What's the difference to you? Give less money, more money. It wouldn't be double. It wouldn't be the same thing. The more money you give, the cheaper it becomes. It's not the same percentage. It's more. Let us see the bottom tosfos. Koshkein davishovi treise. Koshkein davishovi treise. Kein huvadi keperish akunteris. That means Mirashi added one word, what you learned the Gemara, you don't see it. Tarti sori gdoilim, not 12. Yeser mikiflaim, more than double. That was the whole complaint. Da koina harbe biyachad moizli gabe tvei mea koina miyat. V'yesh svorim shekosu ben behedye da v'shove Tvei mitarti sori. Just close. It would have been more than 12. And the Loshna says, yeah. Lefikach loimo balabai, shrehever al datoi. I gave you six loim, but six loim, we could have got a rizike bargain. The mavsid balabai is pekachshima, koine b'sheis, habisho b'yoisim ikiflaim. Now, before we go further in Tosis, we have to see the Gemara further. Zok the Gemara weiter, Deikanami, I'll bring you a raya that's Takip Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is tining that this purchase that you acquired is Maver al Daita because I could have gotten a bargain. If you would have listened to me, I would have gotten a bigger bargain. The Ktoni Moide Rabbi Yehuda b'kitniyis. But what if he gave him money to purchase kitniyis? Sheshneya molu. Then Rabbi Yehuda is Moide that the Balabais is also Moide. Sheha kitniyis b'sela b'kitniyis b'prute. By kitnius, we had really before, and that's the sub of the Bekev, Rashi, kitnius is a dover kotsu. Rashi said, and that's how the chesem at base can kitnius and him kebachnus bemide molai kri, molai kli beprute. That means that is a standard price for it, and you buy more, the more you buy, there's no, let's see what Rashi says, which a kidney is besela, he kidney is bepruta. The same amount of kidneys you get for a pruta is the same amount you get for a sela. Lifichesbaim pruta is besela. The mishum de zoven tvei loy moizli gabe, ke de mesayim v'ozol ba'aschid de mezabni bekani, a place where they sell bemide. Kani is a midah, so memele, this is a standard price, this is a dover sheyesh loy kitzvah, there's no wholesale things, that's it, you buy one, you buy 100, same price. Shma mino, so faker, so that is a raya to what we had said. He says, we had said that what? That means Rabbi Domim, that's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. So it's muchach like that, because so therefore, but my the Rabbi Yehuda be kidney is, because by kidneys it's not Rabbi Domim. Now, Eichidom, Ilaim Abbasra de Mezavni Bishumim, if it's Asra de Mezavni Bishumim, that there's no standard price, so then Eichid Yovelei Sela Moizli Gabi Tvei. So then Zichid, then if there's no standard price, it's Bishumim, so Memele, so then, the more money you give, the cheaper it becomes. Amarapope ba'asre de kaili bekani. Amalei kano, kano beputa. That means there's a standard price, so then he can't have any tainess. Why didn't you buy more? And if I would have purchased more, you also wouldn't have gained anything. Let us see Rashi. First we see the Rashi, Bishume Ba'oimet. Kana Beprute, Imato Chofetz Yoisa, Shlachoit Bekach. That means you didn't lose anything by purchasing for three sloim. Why not buy more? You buy more, but you didn't lose anything. That is if you learn the way we said, that means it's Rabbi Domin. That's if you learn Arpshat. Baba v'im reishe, so it's Deikonami. Baba v'im reishe, choluk ramamish komam. But if the reishe means a choluk ra, that means that the Machtab Yehuda is tining on the Tanakame, why is the Balabos moil? He gave him six loim to purchase a good choluk, and he purchased an inferior choluk. That's the time. We won't learn the way we said now. So the time is, he bought an inferior choluk. Choluk ramamishkom, shenishova elosholish. So memele, so if that is the time, the chavose gabi kitni, so memele, if we are comparing kidneys to a choluk, the amaloi, haveli bisela poila, he told him that you should buy a sela poila, veveli bechatsi sela, kisho bechatsi sela, bechatsi sela evi, bechatsi selach evele minacha, amaimol balabais, leveli, that means if it's take ra, that means he's making a soup, so he needs a shovesela, everything is on the fire ready, everything is cooking. He sends him out, I need a shovesela poilin, and he brings back a chatzisela. So that's the similarity. So just like you brought me back an inferior choluk, you brought me back an inferior amount of poilin. I needed a cell of poilin for the soup. You bring me half a cell. So you bring me carrots, which helped me. I'm a kaponim, I need poilin. So memele, so why is Rabbi Yehuda Moida? What's the difference poilin and this? But if you say that the whole shinui from the Das Bailam is because he could have gotten a bigger bargain. So then, the bargains are only by Dovash Yesh Ba'emed and not by Kitnir. Now let us finish the Tosfos. So Tosfos said that the Taina of Rabbi Yehuda is that if you would have spent the whole Sela, I would have gotten a bigger bargain. Hashdi has to shop it. The Bekitni is small, so by Kitni is this mila. Shefila yikna harbe biyachat. So that's the malach of the Gemara. Afilu, you purchase a lot. Shemochi leimaisel gabei tvei, but you won't get any bigger bargains. Miilo zoven bepute. That means it's a standard price. That's it. A mida for a pute, 10 meters, 10 putes, no chilu. Avolim neforish. That's if you learn like Kashi. Avolim neforish tochoshev leimavir. Avapish leihoy yeshov eletarti sorry betzimtzim. But if you'll say that this is also called mavir, it's called mavir. That means that you purchase for me one choluk for three. Some emela, a choluk that's worth six tlaim for three, if given the whole six, I would have gotten chveis two chalokim for six. So, that's also called a bargain. That's the bargain. His time in came be kidneys a maimo, the pshita be kidneys nam in nosuloi tchile shove sheish besholich. If by kidneys, he charged them shove sheish b'sholish. K'may kain, b'sholish and ishoh, may nesim lo so shove sheish. That means if this is called a bargain, that means if the bargain is called, everything is half price today, it's a sale today, everything is half price. So if you say, the more you get half price is called shini of the Das Bailam, because you've got more things for it. Not a bigger bargain. Not the way Rashi says. You could have got more things for half price. So by kidneys also you can get more things for half price if they're selling kidneys for half price. So also should be no meal. So kocho, pshat is the other way. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma. So by kitzel, the Gemara, we are clawing a shayla. Sundaf Tzadik Testament base. Toshma, we're clawing a shayla, we're back to the old shayla. The shayla was that if a person made a shliach to sell a large amount and he sold a smaller amount, is this called a kiyum of the shliches? Or is maver al das al dvor? So Toshma Sligmor says, let's bring a ray from our Mishnah. Hoysok suboso arne meizuz. The Mishnah says, she had a ksuba varve meizuz. Mocho lezebemone. Lezebemone. Nochmo lezebemone. So first she sold three mechires bemone. La'achrein yofe mone bedina, and the fourth mechire was a yofe mone bedina b'mone. However, we learn pshat speaking about it was moizel. Shel achrein botul v'shel kulon mechon kai. So, what's the Gemara's kasha? So, the Gemara's kasha is the Gemara understood that there was one karke. There was one karke that is being sold. And this karka, was really worth 400 zuz. So what she could have done, she could have gone and find a lekeach who's interested in purchasing this karka for 400 zuz, a lady kanesek, and then she'll be goyva ksuba. No. She sold a quarter of the karka. Then another quarter, then another quarter, and then by the fourth one, she made a bubu in the Mecca. So the Mishnah says, but the first three, the Mecca is chal, because it was a correct shuma.
Fragt doch die Gemara, but this is mamish our case. That means that she's a shliach to sell one karke for 400 zuz, and she broke it up in shtiklach. She made four mechiras. So Mamela, that was our shaila. If someone made a shliach to sell a kur and he sold a chatzi kur, is that called mavra das balabais? Not. So we see from the Mishnah that it's not called mavra das balabais. So the Gemara says, Kedoma Rav Sheshe, Bereid Ravidi, Biktini. It's speaking about, there were four separate kakois. It wasn't one big karke. Ochinami, Biktini. See, it's speaking about Ktini. Let us see Rashi. Shalkulon mechon kayim v'hoche de lezvuni baba meyer shadro. She was sent to sell a karke for 400 zuz. U'mocho l'rishim b'mone dain ezovin likure b'zovin l'elischo, and she sold a chatziko. Bektini lehoyu sodu salolu yachad. They weren't, wasn't one big field. Vein ruy lo de mechon mikodai tadoch and asishli. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Pshite omale echot. Veloy lishnayim. A person had a karke, and he told him, I want you to sell it, this is a karke, I want you to sell it to one person and not to two people. Omale echot veloy lishnayim. So if he goes and sells it to two people, it's zicha natchal. He told him klot. Amalei le'echot stome mai. But what is if he said le'echot? He didn't say v'loy l'shnayim. Sell this le'echot. Now before we go further, let us see Rashi. Pshite amal l'shluchei mecholi beis kul meisadoisai le'echod v'loy l'shnayim. Sell this beis kul to one person. Ha'amal le'echod v'loy l'shnayim. V'afilu, Sarashi says, v'afilu im timtso loyma zoven likure v'zoven le'ilischo mechay kayim. So Rashi says this is no shaychus with the shayla before. Afilu will say that he told them zoven likur v'zoven le'ilischo mechay kayim oche bottle the goli daite the kopid ba'afushi story. Here was Megaladas. The Gemara had said before, why is there a svara to say that he's makbid if he sells a half a kul? Why is he makbid? Because it'll be a fushi story. And poshi pshat is that people will see that he's selling all so many kakois, one star, another star, so that's a simon that his financial matziv is not too good. That's why he's selling so many karkois. Afushi leshtore. So that's why if I told you to sell a kul, I meant you should sell one kul. Don't break it up into 20 pieces and there'll be 20 shtores and people will think, yeah, he sold 20 karkois, 20 shtores. That's the svor. But is a svor? No. There's no chesorim. The other man, the Yom, says, no, that's no chesorim of fushi shtore. No chesorim of fushi shtore. So Rashi says, when is that? When is the no chesorim of fushi shtore? If he told him sell a kur, so he sold two half kurs, four quarter kurs, eich nish gefelach. There's no problem. But if he told him, le'echod v'loy lishnayim, so then we see klo, goli daite de kopit bafushi shtori. As I said, Rashi. So the Yelis HaShach is a murdika oran Rashi. He says, why does Rashi says a murdika zach, which is not necessary at all. And he asks as follows. He asks, there's a svore, there's a shaila in the Gemara. If I told you to sell a kur and you sold it, you sold a half kur. Is this called maver al das balabayish, yes or no? And we'll say the shaila is, does it bother a person a fushishtor, or doesn't it bother a person a fushishtor? Fine. One holds, no, it bothers him. He meant a kur, not a half a kur. Bothers him a fushishtor. The one that holds that it's not maver al das balabayish, it's a gaitam nishtor. Yeah, what's going on, people talk, doesn't bother him. Fine. That's a machloikis. Is this something that should be considered maver al das balabais? Right. So the man, the almost says, no, it's not maver al das balabais. Now I told you, you should sell to one and not to two. I told you. So fakta yelso shachas. Why does Rav? So I'll ask you a kasha. Why, if he sells to two, it's no good? You know why it's no good? Not because about it of afushishto. He told them one and not the two. Gosh, that's what he told them. He told them ma leechod veloy lishnayim. He told them sell to one and not to two. So you have to say a toire. So why is it no good? Is a rayus megaladas about it of afushishto? If we say a normal person doesn't bother Fushishtore, this person also doesn't bother Fushishtore. Why is it no good? Because his mother, that's Balabais. The Balabais said what? And he sold it to two. Lulei de Mistafine, I'd like to say a teretz on this kashe. We had mentioned yesterday, we had a Shvera Rashi yesterday. Nagavucha, I found the Darki Dovid, did not understand the Rashi. Baruch Hashem, I found someone that didn't understand the Rashi. But we had a Mordike Rashi. And Bekitzer, an Egei Alonu, not to go into that Rashi, I had wanted to say, I said over Divri Yecheskel, and the Divi Yecheskel says a Moir de Kevot. He has a Rashi in Ashileach. Rashi in Ashileach says that if a person made a shliach to give a get, and told to give a get, and then he goes over to the shliach, he says, but this month I don't want you to give the get. I know she's waiting for a gift. This month I want her to tzapel in the, this month I want to be mitzayra. That's Losh Nagam. I want to be mitzayra. This month she's not going to get a gift. I wrote to get a mere shlich, but she's not going to get it this month. The shlich, Nebuchadnezzar Chachmonis, after she's waiting so long, 20 years for the get, now finally wrote to get in the shlich. But it'll be mitzayra, yidin, nachamona. He goes and gives her the get. And the Bailum said, I don't want you to give a get this month. Zogt Rashi, the get is chal. And the Rashba time is chas v'sholem. How could the get be chal? He said, don't give it this month. How could the get be chal? Machlik is Rashi in the Rashba. So the Divi Cheskel said, what's Pshat and Rashi? So the Divi Cheskel said, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. He brings down the Bakanta Machlik is the Rambam and the Tur. If a person made a shliach to be megarish as ishtoi, he became a shoyter. And the shliach gave over the get. B'shas to meshalach is a shoyter. So the Rambam holds min ha-teiretz a good get, and the Tur holds min ha-teiretz a posel get. So the gdeile achroinem ha-mavayr, the k'tzois and others ha-mavayr, what is the oimek ha-machloikas between the Rambam and the Tur? That the Rambam holds that when a person makes a shliach to give a get, so the koyach legarish was given over to the shliach. The shliach is completely now b'koyach legarish. That is pshat in shlichas. I have a koyach legarish. Now the mishalach became a shoyte. It became a shoyte. I don't need the das of the mishalach anymore. I got the koyach legarish. I'm not a shoyte. I can be megarish. The Tur holds no. that the shliach is not the megarish. The mashalach is the megarish. The pulas are geirish and can be too. The shliach, but neither das a mashalach. The mashalach is a shait. It's not good. Fine. But the shita is a Rambam, and the achayim say that Rashi shita is also like that. That a shliach is a koyach legarish. And if I gave him a koich legarish, so that you don't want to get, so if you'll be mevatel the shlichus, that you could do. Fine. You say, yoi shliach. Fine. That you could do. It's not behechich that I have to be your shlich. But if you say, you are my shlich, but I don't want you to give a get this month, so the shlich can say, I need your rotzen. If you'd be a shaiter, I would need your rotzen. I don't need your rotzen now either. My das on geirishin is sufficient. That's what the Devi Yecheskel says, b'shitas Rashi. So memele, so dachsim edes Rashi is moiridik over here. We had said, what's the svore? If he doesn't want afushishtore, so what's the svore? So then pshat is, that means, I made you, you're not doing what I made you a shliach for. I made you a shliach litkuni, and you're burying me. So you never had a koyach to do a pu'ula a lavosi. That means selling the karka in 20 parts is lavosi. That's that. I let the shaket. But if we don't hold this ball, that the kunisha dechablei lavosi, it's not called a kilko. It's nothing. So memela. So now let's understand the case. So he comes over to the shliach. Shliach Rabbi Shliach, I want you to sell this karka. This cool karka is ein bechlal mashe beprat. It's two half kurim. I want you to sell the karka. But I want you to sell it to one person. So this is equivalent to Rashi and Shliach. I don't want you to sell. I don't want you to sell it to two people. Shkayach. If I have a koyach to sell it already, I am not dependent on your wins and wants. You want I should sell it to one and not to two? I want to sell it to two. Just like you don't want I should give it this month, I want to give it this month. So therefore, so Rashi had a problem. So why is this pshita? So Rashi had to say a whole megillah over here. If he said one and not the two, that's Shabbazoy, it's a whim of his, he doesn't want to sell it to two. This person, I bother some afushi shtoret. You have to read between the lines. This person tells me, you'll bury me if you sell to two people. Afushi, he was Megalad, Shabbazoy, a person we say, he's not afraid of afushi shtoret. But if he told him, Rochu bitchak tano, he told him one and not two, what does that mean? That means afushi shtoret is a shrek. So Mamelev, he gives it to two. So Mamelev, it's a bit mad, so then there's no shliches. That's why Rashi is to say this whole Megillah. Omalei le'echod stome mai. What if he told him le'echod? So here we have a machloikis. Ravuna omalei le'echod v'loi l'shnayim. That's also, I mean, he said le'echod so you could, michlal hena to shemei alav. Le'echod means v'loi l'shnayim. Rav chizde v'rabbe baravuna domri tabayu. Le'echod v'afilu l'shnayim. Le'echod v'afilu le'meya. If he said le'echod, le'echod doesn't mean anything. Le'echod means sell it to a person. So, don't make the yukim. He's not a Rambam. He said le'echod. So, that doesn't mean anything. That's what Rav Chizde v'Rabba Bar Avunah said. Ikla Rav Nachman le'sure. Rav Nachman was a big rov, a big poisik. He came to Sure. Ul legabei Rav Chizde v'Rabba Bar Avunah. Omri lei ki agav nemai. What's the din? If he said le'echod, what's the din? Omri lehu לאחד אפילו לשניים, לאחד ואפילו למאה. Okay, the bell will stop here. So, kaponim, it seems they were machaven the same to das Rav Nachman. Let us see Rashi. So, Rashi, Omar le'echot stome, le'pirish v'le'i l'shnayim, mihave gili dato eloi. Is it a gili das? Le'echod v'afilu l'shnai. The lavo chai d'inshi d'kopti. Normally a person is in makpid on a fushishtore. V'hai nami loy kopti. Why she say he's makpid? Elo uchi l'ishtu yeyochi. V'yave kopit have meforish lei v'loy l'ishtu. If he would have been makpid, he would have said rocho b'traktan. He said le'echod, that's a way of speaking. A person is in makpid. Oma, let's see Taisvis. Oma li echod stome mai. Oma, omishum shi yitztarech larze lechol shtar achachsimis edem v'kinyonim. That means, forget about the afushi shtore, the gemara declared if there's a problem of afushi shtore is not a problem that people will say that he's that his nechosim become cheaper, that he's the difficult financial match. A person, afushi shtor, a person doesn't want, because it involves, you have to find edim, and you have to make kinyonim, it's a big headache. So like this, to have, you have to have a kosher, you have to talk, we have to understand that these are brisker people, you have to have kosher edim with a good kinyan, and they're klar der hakir, till you make one kinyan is a yom et mitvach. Not two kinyanim yet. That's why a person is makpid. It's a big bother. That was the sugya before. Is that a bother? And because of that, a person is makpid, that I don't want to make two kinyonim, because that means, that'll mean two headaches I'll have. That was the sugya, and that the Gemara wasn't poish. Bohochem mairi, bishakwa, chosmu eidem al shteish toras. Here we're talking about a different story, that the eidem ready chasmid on two shtoras. The lack of kpeid da fushi shtor. So there's no kpeid. There's no headaches over here. The edem chasmed already. Everything. Well, these problems are taken care of already. Ella, there's a new shaila. He said, la echod, ella afushi balidinin. There's another headache. Is this a headache? They have afushi balidinim, that this one is going to come and he's going to come and tell him, you sold me a karki, you know, this is wrong, this is wrong. And some ice. You have afushi balidinim. Shetoyrech leili zoki kayem lamochi lovi yemoim ledin. But this is a new shaila. Till now we're speaking about afushi shtorim. Here we are speaking about afushi shtor is no problem. The shtoras were written already. But we ask, but he said, La'echot, Sadashayil is, did he mean to say, but there's another headache, Afushi Baladina. Is that a headache or isn't that a headache? That's the Shal of the Gemara. Lovi le'imoim le'din. The Rebbe Mukilo, so the Rebbe Netam said it's speaking about that the two shtars were written. The Rebbe Mukilo sugye b'shtar echot. There was one shtar they written for both. Like expected the star, expected the baledinim. One star that is for right, there's no afushi shtor. Be yavi plukta vachi pirush amalech lo lishnayim kpeidish lo yimke lishnayim afilu bishtar echot amalech et stome mai kloim ma she yimke lishnayim afilu bishtarech. Abdullah Mayri bishnei shtores. Two shtores is a headache. That's the sugi over there. This is one shtar. The Yelis HaShach asks a very gishmaki kasher. He asks, on the first sugya, le'echad v'loy l'shnayim. No, the first sugya is afush ishtar ma'ave adas balabayis. So, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says she sold four karkois, so the Gemara understood she sold it piecewise. So, Mameyu says, oh, it's a raya, not chayish vafushi shtore. Gemara says, no, it's talking about ktini, that different karkois. But upon them, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah. He says, when she's selling the karkois, who has the headache of the shtores? Who has the headache of the kinyonim? She has the headache. She's doing it. So what's get on the assignment? So memeila, so, I mean, if the problem is that ribui shtores, it's become zilo nichsi, so memeila, so the assignment we're going to lose from this. But if you learn that the problem of ribui shtores is because there's headaches and to find edim and dust, then the assignment don't have this headache. She's the one that takes care of this whole thing. Yeah. Rabbi Nechanan goes, Omer le'echad, peide. He has a different shot. He has a different girsa. Omer le'echad, peide. The mashme pshite. B'loi shnai. Omer stome mai. What's the din? If he didn't say, he said anything. Vach boi. Yeah. Benichnan al-Goris omer le'echad k'peide. Temash me pshite b'loi shnai. Omar stome mai. Well, the Rabbi Nechananel's girse is that echod is avadik peide and stome is a shayla. And we'll say the same teretz echbeis like the Rabbi Netam had on their kashin. V'hach boy the motz omele nichle de lifshi shtori alavoy. What's with the previous shayla? Kosra of alfas leifshite behedye. So we don't, the Gemara was never pushed at this shayla. The sugi and the maver al dvov hava. The Rita's loshna sugi, the Gemara seems to hold that it's maver al dvov. V'chein kosov rabbi nechanano. Rav hai goin kosov sefer amekach b'shar shishi the moisev al dvov hava. No. Kid midamrinem pshita oma le'echod k'peide. Stome mai. Basikno le'echod b'afilu l'shnai b'afilu l'meye al mehilchese kemanda omar moisiv al dvorov havi ki hu pirish hai pshita al derech mai havi alo. So the Rav Haigoin l'mshat in the Gemara fakert that's the hemshich of the Gemara. Na gavuche dachs me Rav Haigoin zicha learned like Rashi. Rav Haigoin learned like this. Pshite, if there was ever a mention of Echot, then you see Klohi's Makbet, like Rashi said. So, that's Poshit. But what if he didn't say anything? Yeah. What if he didn't say, because they make it, Pshite Omel Echot, paid it. Like this is mentioned by Nechananel's Girse. Stome Mai. So what's the type stomach mai? So what's the shaila by stomach? Like the Ben Chalal's gifts, he didn't say anything. So that's the previous shaila we had. So in other words, the Gemara is saying, my havi alo. And the Gemara refers, oh, he said, lechad afilu shnayim afilu lemeyam.